This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and those that need their eyeballs opened up and their ears opened up. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. Folks, much to talk about. I want to just lay this to your candor really quick, okay? Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, declares, listen carefully, 9/25 Muslim Parade Day. Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim Prayer Day. Parade Day. Man, it's interesting how these people that work in government across the globe, man, they just keep opening the doors for the Muslims. They keep honoring the Muslims, isn't it? Isn't it interesting they blame the American people as being the terrorists for exposing them at every given criminal term that's given to the American people. They hate that. They don't want to be exposed for their crimes. But, man, anytime they get an opportunity to go ahead and honor or to put the Muslims up, they just go ahead and take that. They condemn the act, but they don't condemn the actors. They praise the actors. They put the actors up. What is possibly going on in your country? Here's another one for you, friends. Just to say, I told you so. FBI Director James Comey, defeating ISIS will make them more dangerous. Who is ISIS, friends? Who's profiting from all of this terror? Who's creating all of this chaos to bring in a new world order? It's not just happening over in Germany, friends. It's not happening just over in France. Neither it's happening in your backyard. As a matter of fact, these are some of the articles from sonsoflibertymedia.com. FBI Director James Comey said, defeating ISIS will make them more dangerous. Just ponder that mentality. Not only is that corrupt, not only is that tyrannical, but that is very telling as to who's behind ISIS. And keep in mind, friends, just a little history. Adolf Hitler did use the Muslims as mercenaries to basically kill off 6 million people within and 6 million people without. How come we're not told about that? How come we're not told about the SS? How come we're not told that they're radical? They were radical sodomites. And who was on the heels of the SS, friends? The mercenaries, the Muslims. And we're seeing this across the boards, friends. But going back to my point again, Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim Parade Day in New York City, where we were allegedly, where we were told that we were attacked by a foreign enemy, only if the American people would listen to what their forefathers had stated. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. When in fact, just like Adolf Hitler and any other dictator of the past, the foreign enemy just happened to be the dictator wannabe that was actually sending in his, well, form of ISIS back in the 20s and the 30s, his brown shirts to create domestic insurrection. And he would come in as the problem solver, of course. And here we have one of the problem solvers that doesn't want to solve the problem. problem, because justice and judgment is the furthest thing from their minds. And the reason that is because they are the ones that are guilty of hell for committing the crimes in the first place, or defending the crimes of those that the American people tolerate. FBI Director James Comey: defeating ISIS will make them more dangerous. Again, just think about what I'm saying here, friends. I mean, this is just, it's completely over the top. Folks, we got much to talk about today again. And again, what we're talking about right now is some of the topics on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do so. And, you know, speaking of Facebook, did you know that Facebook Thought Police? Did you know that they purged over 100,000 comments in 1 month alone because they said that it was hateful? And guess what they're purging out, friends? Comments concerning the homosexuals and the Muslims. And you better not be anti-Clinton neither, friends. Because if you are, we're going to call that, by the Thought Police, they're going to define it as hate speech. Why are they defending the Muslims, friends? Why are they defending that which runs counter to who we are as a constitutional republic? Why are they defending that which runs counter to one nation under God? I'm not asking for an answer from the enemy, friends. And nor am I asking for permission from my enemy. I am standing against these little conspirators, folks, every step of the way. Conspirators, I'm sorry. Every step of the way, regardless if I have to do it by myself or not. It doesn't matter. But just again, friends, imagine if the American people would come together and deal with these people that are operating in such a lawless fashion. Man, wouldn't that be great? You know, interestingly enough, too, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just highlighting this, did you know that radio show host Michael Savage was abruptly censored for saying certain things about Hillary Clinton? Again, who's funding Hillary Clinton? The Muslims are. Wow, what's going on? It sounds like history's being repeated, isn't it? Yes, indeed it is. Folks, going back to the point, if you want to check us out online, go to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. You can also check us out on our Twitter account. That is Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, furthermore, friends, what I was just talking about a couple moments ago is what's happening in your country today. Did you know that? I mean, for example, Bill de Blasio, the New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim Parade Day. I mean, we see the Bushes, you know, defending Hillary Clinton, standing up for the likes of Hillary Clinton, of course, their partner in crime, accomplices one with another in the crimes against we the people in this country. But isn't it interesting? You never see like George W. Bush or George Bush Sr., George H.W. Bush Sr., or his little pansy brother out of Florida, Jeb Bush. Isn't it interesting how you never hear them condemn Barack Hussein Obama? Entertaining America's sworn enemies? No, because they're doing exactly what their grandpa taught them to do. And that is to commit the act of treason against their own people, and that's exactly what they're doing. But it's interesting, in New York City, you'd think like George W. Bush would stand up and condemn him for declaring that 9/25 would be a Muslim parade day. Man, who's this all aimed at, friends? Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you. It's just getting crazy. And then on sonsoflibertymedia.com, isn't it crazy we have a sailor in trouble for not standing during the national anthem? Well, what is she doing in the military in the first place? I mean, isn't that the whole purpose of what she's doing, to uphold the Constitution? Well, and then when it's time to say the national anthem, she sits down. Folks, this is how confused America has become. We'll be right back. SoundsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
(laughs) 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We do our homework here, friends. And again, remember what David said when he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. We're doing our own due diligence because we understand Hosea 4:6, where it tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, we do our own research, we do our own homework, we make contacts, and we get the facts, and then we lay them to the candor of the American people to decide as to how they're going to respond to the truth that's been given unto them. And by the way, what moves that is the hope. And hope is what you do with the truth given unto you. You got to respond. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That is the motto here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to just kind of give you some headlines on Sons of Liberty Media.com, and we're going to get to a couple points here. And I want to ask you, and at any time when asking you the question, you can call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Tell me if you hear a reoccurring theme through the headlines, okay? This is what's going on in your country today. Coming to an elementary school near you, courtesy of Common Core, doll beheadings. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I was just in Bakersfield, California. I did a tea party. I had a mother and a son show up at this particular tea party. And she had come up to me at the end of the program, and she had said to me, Bradley, you know, it's interesting. She said, I'm a part of what's going on with my student, my child, in public schools. And you just can't justify that. But regardless, getting to the point, she said to me, you know, I went to a teacher conference, and it took the teachers 4 days to turn over to me the school curriculum. And you know what she said? She said, I found in the school curriculum, because they were hesitant. They were afraid, apprehensive, to actually hand over the material concerning the school curriculum there in California. She said, you know what they're teaching the kids in public schools in California? She said, I found the five pillars of Muslim. Five pillars of Islam, the Muslim faith, friends. She said, I found the five pillars of Islam. They're teaching that in public schools. Coming to an elementary school near you, courtesy of Common Core, how is it that they're using the Muslim faith, as they call it, to dominate the world? What you need to keep in mind, corrupt government officials are the ones that are advocating the Muslim religion. And why is that? Because it gives them absolute power. They want to get a group of people to do their destroying and killing and thieving for them. And really what it is, it's another demographic of people that are being used to upend prospective nations and their prospective constitutions so they can bring in a new form of government out of the chaos that they create. Okay, going on, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Fox affiliate, here again, hires Hillary Clinton operative to report news. How is this happening? I mean, outside of the fact that there is Muslims that have part share in Fox News, for those that did not know, that might help you along, okay? Fox affiliate hires Hillary Clinton operative to report news. Wow. Judge Roy Moore faces charges for his order regarding sodomite marriage. Judge Roy Moore, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, to his enemies, I just want to give you a heads up. He's not the kind of guy that is to be played with. I just want you to understand who this man is. He is a man of God. He is a friend of this ministry's. We did an event with him here in Minnesota. He is not one that's going to be talked out of his faith, because we know that whatever God puts in a man, no devil in hell is going to take it out of him. And also keep in mind, going back to, I believe it was in the late 90s, if you remember, Judge Roy Moore was under attack by the likes of the communist organization, the ACLU. What's interesting to note about that, they wanted to remove the Ten Commandments from his courtroom. Well, every, folks, what is the purpose of a judge? Whose law do they discover and apply if it's not God's moral law? Like, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie. Well, they wouldn't even be a judge whatsoever, would they, if they didn't have a law to make reference to discover and apply concerning the individual cases going on. But what's interesting to know, friends, is Judge Roy Moore wasn't under attack by the ACLU alone. I want you to know this first and foremost, because, again, I'm doing my best by the Spirit of God and the anointing of the Most High God, Isaiah 10, in 1 John 2, to break down and tear down my father's altars. And I'm talking about the establishment right now. Now, I know everybody believed back then that somehow George W. Bush was a Christian. Nobody, first of all, advocated the sodomite lifestyle more than George W. Bush up until Barack Hussein Obama, for those that did not know. Secondly, it was also George W. Bush and Karl Rove that were personally responsible for attacking Judge Roy Moore. For all you Bushites, you need to understand who these devils are, friends, and devils they are. How did that fare for him? Touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. The Lord shall send forth lightnings to discomfit his enemies. His enemies shall fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The kings, they have gathered themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. What was the reply from heaven? The Lord shall have them in great derision. He shall laugh upon them. And though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. Even those that raise tongue against the like of a man of God that is anointed by the Most High God, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, for their righteousness is of me. Furthermore, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I don't know what Bible you're talking about. I don't know what God you're talking about, America, but my God is to be feared. because he is holy, just, and righteous. And that is the fruits of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5. And the Bible tells us that the very scepter of the kingdom is hating lawlessness and loving righteousness. And what happens if you lay finger to one of those? It's not a good place to put yourself. And though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. Did you hear what I said? Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. God shall subdue the people from under me. He shall give me the necks of my enemies, saith the Lord. He'll smite through the loins even those that would rise up against the righteous, that they would rise not again according to their threat. It doesn't matter if there's one or 1 billion or hell itself arises up against the child of God. He will not prevail in Jesus' name, because we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we overcome, and what do we overcome by? By the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Because we are set in his service and for his purposes in Jesus' name. Furthermore, read Exodus 23 when you get a moment. Furthermore, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. Because David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And what was the answer from heaven? Go over to Isaiah 26, verse 9. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Bring them upon us, Lord God. Let them be upon the heads of the wicked for your glory in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. I don't know what Bible people are reading. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. You that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. I don't see in Scripture where he promises his children defeat. But I can tell you this, where Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And that's exactly what happened on the behalf of Judge Roy Moore. Touch not mine anointed. For those that like to re-record this song every stinking day of the week, those that are monitoring my life everywhere I go, beware. You're playing with fire. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And rest assured, you are going to raise a harvest concerning the seeds that you are planting in your life by the choices that you make every single step of the way. You know, the Lord even said that he would send forth his holy angels to break the arms of the wicked from before us. He would chase them into dark, slippery places. He would send forth the holy angels of the Lord who hearken unto the commandment of the Lord to actually cause the enemy's sword to enter into their own hearts. They'd be taken by the cords of their own iniquity. They would fall into the pits that they themselves have dug. Their own wicked counsels would fall back on their own wicked fates. What Bible are you reading, America? Because the one I'm reading and the God that I serve tells me, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Had to go there. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about, just a little bit, American outlaws, because the reoccurring theme is crime in government, crime through our representatives.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Okay, so, well, we just got stuck on Scripture, and that's a good place to get stuck. And God forbid we have the answers. The church is called to bring forth the answers to the world, and I just gave you the answers. Hey, folks, again, you haven't been given the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And I can't find in Scripture where we're supposed to be afraid of our enemies. I can see where we're commanded by God to dispossess them. And I'm making distinction between the lawless and the lawful, the righteous and the unrighteous, the good and the evil, the bad, bad men and the good, good men. That's what I'm making distinction of. Folks, I'm going to go through this really quick, and I'm going to make a point. When I'm looking at the sonsoflibertymedia.com, any outlet, friends, that are laying the truth to the American people, like the Sons of Liberty is, there's really not a lot of good stuff going on. And friends, I always end the show on a positive. I preach 90% law, and I preach 10% grace. I always do. Every single show. We can do this. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. We have everything for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Friends, I'm not a product of the American church. I'm a product of the Holy Ghost. I've been born in the fire, and I don't settle for the smoke. I've never been that way. Everything has always been black and white in my life. Even my fish, my furniture, whatever the case, my car. Everything is black and white. Because Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Either you're hot or you're cold. I totally get it. It's not difficult to understand. It really isn't. And I praise God for the Holy Ghost who gives me that revelation to understand. But while I'm looking at the sonsoflibertymedia.com, listen real carefully. And I'm going to bring this to your understanding. If it sounds a little messy right now, just hold with me. Everything will make sense. Okay? Congress overrides Obama's veto of a 9/11 bill. Obama calls it a mistake. Okay. This man, this criminal, has violated the Constitution over 1,180 times. He's giving you the finger, America. Okay? This reoccurring theme, are you hearing it? The same old games, the revelations of Donald Trump and his affections. Folks, he's a part of the problem, believe me. Did you see this? This is coming out now. They just found out that all of Hillary Clinton's her questions and her answers, she was given the script a week before. If you paid attention to the little dog and pony show that they had on Monday called the presidential debates, did you notice how she just answered everything right away? 3 and 4 and 5 minute answers. And she wanted to demean Donald by saying, hey, I've been preparing and you haven't. And that's what the American people got. And that's what they wanted you to get. But they found out that she was given the script a week beforehand. So they lied to you right off the get-go, of course. And then they also noticed behind her podium, there was a light inside of her podium. And did you also notice during the debate, friends? Donald didn't have one of those, by the way. People are trying to figure out what that is. They want answers. What was that light that was in front of Hillary every time she looked down at her podium? And she also had papers. Did you notice this? Well, all politicians do that. Wait a second. I didn't see Donald doing that. And I'm not justifying Donald in any sense of the word, but I am telling you again, America, you're being played. You are being played as pawns on a board by the designing of ill and wicked men. I am telling you, mark my words on it. The same old games, the revelations of Donald Trump and his affections. We have New York governor raises possibility. New Jersey train crash at Hoboken. Terminal was work of our enemies. Folks, just keep in mind, folks, they got to keep this going. Because just like James Madison said, hey, what country can endure constant warfare? And I want to tell you something, friends. When you're ruled by law, which America you are, there's going to be peace. But if you're ruled by force, which they're attempting to do, and you're seeing this on a daily basis, there's going to be war. They want domestic insurrection to change your form of government. And you're seeing this coming from the lawless ones called the representatives. And you see this on a daily basis. And to prove my point here, sonsoflibertymedia.com, FBI director admits cover-up of Clinton evidence tampering. We also found out that Mr. Comey has taken millions and millions of dollars from the Clinton Foundation. We also found out that the FBI director, his brother, does all the Clinton taxes. Do you hear this reoccurring theme? Sailor in trouble for not standing during national anthem? Folks, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious as to who's responsible for what's going on here. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. New documents reveal plans for martial law and FEMA camps exposed. Check that out. They're all over the United States of America. Are you telling me that your government doesn't know about that? The people that are constantly lying to you? The people that are constantly pointing their finger back at law-abiding citizens as the terrorists? Do you think that they don't know about what's going on here? Are you hearing a reoccurring theme, friends? I hope you are. I mean, they are literally putting darkness for light every step of the way. And they're zeroing in on your children. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about corrupt officials. And I'm talking about, and by the way, the word official, friends, I'm talking about representatives. Official doesn't put them on a platform where they're unreachable or above the law, the way that you've been taught that they are. I mean, some of the stuff just going on here is just so crazy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, North Carolina, NAACP, funded by Soros. Of course, but everybody knows that. I've even talked to police officers in Minneapolis, St. Paul that know that. Well, who is he? Well, they put him up as one of their own. Who am I talking about? Corrupt officials, corrupt representatives. In the state of Minnesota, Mark Dayton voted the worst senator in the history of America. That's a fact. He's got ties with the Clintons and the Soros. What is he doing? He's advocating lawlessness. And by the way, this group of corrupt officials, for the most part, all of them, a good portion of them, easily, 99.9% of them, friends, are the ones that are trying to disarm you, America. And why would they be trying to do that? It's just so over the top again, as to what's going on in your country. But here, this is what I want to read to you. And if somebody can tell me what this is, that would be great. 1-866-582-9933. The reoccurring theme is just this, and I'll put it together for you at the last segment. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. See, folks, I want to say this before I get rocking on this. You don't need a new form of government. You don't need more laws. You just need to get back to God's moral law to do away with bad men. That's it. Sweep all the other garbage away. But when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among them the powers of the earth, a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Anybody know what I'm talking about? 1-866-582-9933. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of we, the people, the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. Why, America? Why, mankind? Than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses, America, what is the reoccurring theme, America? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is your duty to throw off such corrupt government and to provide new guards for your future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. I want to tell you this. When reading this documentation called the Declaration of Independence, this is what your forefathers established when they threw off a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God's moral law. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And to prove this, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on with the violations committed against the colonies by a corrupt individual. I want to tell you, America, that you have allowed Barack Hussein Obama, all by himself, as many that preceded him, to outdo King George III, that tyrant across the pond that our forefathers threw off. They didn't throw off the Constitution. They threw off corrupt government representatives. In that particular situation, the king across the pond. They didn't ask for permission. They did everything in their power to deal with him in such a fashion by offering him an olive branch in a decent way, in a respectful way, but he had nothing to do with it. He wouldn't even read their grievances. What's happening today in America? You have allowed this administration to outdo King George III, folks, 500-fold. 500-fold. Did our forefathers sit there and talk about how everything was going bad, or did they deal with the issues at hand lawfully? Lawfully, lawfully, lawfully. Yes, they did. In America, it's your duty and obligation to do the same thing. I'm going to be right back. You're going to like this next piece.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making the Sons of Liberty Radio.com the number, the top three shows during the week now. Hey, high-fiving you. Appreciate that, guys. I really do. I know people are sick and tired of the modern conservatives who are yesterday's liberals. I get it. I'm with you. I know people are sick and tired of the hypocrisy. Folks, the cup of iniquity is overflowed concerning the hypocrites in the professed church. And I'm not talking about just the modern hypocrite walking down the street. I'm talking about the hierarchy. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. People are sick and tired of it. Let's get back to our founding documents. That's exactly what we're highlighting right now. During the first two segments, I'm going through articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As I'm doing that, there's a reoccurring thing: corruption in government, corruption in the FBI, corruption concerning those that are funding our representatives who are no longer working for we the people, but for the likes of George Soros, who's an international criminal. We know that. We're talking about how George Bush was voting for Hillary Clinton and how he won't condemn the Islamists that are flooding into America. They will not condemn them in any step or in any sense of the word. Why? Because they're a part of the problem. Again, keep in mind, these are the people that condemn it in the North and then they promote it in the South. You are dealing with carnal men, reprobate men, evil men. I remember George Whitefield rightly said, the great field preacher, he said, a man left to himself is half beast and half devil. You are seeing it on a daily basis. I just highlighted several things that are going on in your country today. What is the reoccurring theme? Crime and representation. Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim parade day. Folks, what a smack in the face of the American people. Then I started talking about the FEMA camps, and I'm laying to your candor even now, America. Those representatives, are you telling me that these people that are continuously lying about everything they do is they're committing crimes against you, is they're working for special interests, they don't know about FEMA camps? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar you're the problem. See, but what they don't realize is they're all in the same boat, every single one of them, all useful idiots. I mean, folks, crime after crime after crime after crime. And then I started to read the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers, our God-fearing forefathers that said no to corruption. The ones that came across into the colonies that have given us what we have 240 years later that said to us, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by bayonets. You're going to be ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by bayonets, you're going to be ruled by God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. All saying the same thing. Capitol Hill Blue did some research on your Congress. You ready for this? 111 members of the House and Senate have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 111 members, okay? 79 of them have credit reports so bad that they can't even get an American Express or credit card on their own. But as members of Congress, they get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. What a message it sends to the representatives that are corrupt. Go ahead and do what you want to do, man. You have congressional immunity. You can do what you want. You're above the law. They think you're a demigod. You know as well as I do the people can't do anything to you because they'll just let you do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're getting away with what you're letting them get away with. 64 have personal and financial problems so serious that they would be denied security clearances by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal channels. But again, as members of Congress, they get such clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get elected. Wow. 31 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. 34 if you include President George W. Bush, but you never heard about that. You never even heard about the rape charges that were related to George W. Bush because the women that he raped were conveniently blown away into eternity, mysteriously, right? You didn't hear about that? Of course not! You can't hear about their crimes, man! You know, and that reminds me, boy, and I've done it before, but maybe I need to do it now because it comes to my aid. Let me finish this off and I'll go back to that. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, disputes with business partners, or civil matters. These are your representatives, America. And you've been conditioned that you're supposed to just accept their tyranny? Really? Who told you that? You're listening to the wrong voice. 9 members of Congress have been accused of writing bad checks even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closure of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to overdraw their accounts without penalty. Listen to this. The standard should be higher, friends, and they are lawfully and according to law as representatives. But for some reason or another, they're giving preferential I mean, I'm looking at this, folks, it's just so a closure of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to withdraw their accounts without penalty. 17 have drug-related arrests in their background, 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespasses. Hey, but don't worry about it. The church isn't preaching out against sin because they're guilty of it. Hey, don't worry about it. The modern conservative, they're as much, hey, they're the ones standing there saying, you know, who are we to judge them, man? You know, I got skeletons in my closet, too. Well, guess what? You're not the standard. Christ is. 17 have drug-related arrests. And folks, by the way, I'm highlighting those that have been caught. 17 have drug-related arrests in their background, 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. I just seen something yesterday. It was on a live feed on how long some of these senators and congressmen and folks, how long they have been serving us, 32 years and 34 years, and people are trying to figure out why things aren't changing. And another question you might want to ask yourself is, how is it that they go in broke? We talked about this last week, but they're becoming millionaires day after day. Their wealth is growing. How is that? Hey, folks, you're not told by anybody to sit and take this. And again, keep in mind, these are the people that are appointed to magnify the laws. But these are the ones that are guilty of breaking the law. I want you to think about what I just said. These that are appointed to magnify the law, your representatives, against crime, to restrain men from violating moral law, sin, 1 John 3:4, are the very ones guilty of breaking the law. Let me define that. They are outlaws. I don't know if you're going to want to hear this, but I'll tell you this. John Adams stated that when the legislature is corrupted, the people are undone. What's happening? They're zeroing in on the people. You're self-destroying. Folks, this is self-destruction is what's taking place. Well, so some will say, well, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Let me tell you. We're to occupy until he comes. We're to keep his commandments. We're in trouble because we didn't. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is... and his throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked in him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Not a good place to put yourself. The face of the Lord is set against those that do wickedness. He's a swift witness unto those that hate him to destroy them. Is that a fact? Yes, it is. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. I don't see in the Word of God, where the Lord looks at his kids and says, hey, you know what, you better be careful, you better watch out. You know, because in life or death, the Lord is going to give you the victory. He said, it shall rain, and he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Psalm 11:3-7. See, and I want to end with this. I was going to bring up another point, but you've heard it. We're good. I was going to bring up, you pick the next world leader. You probably already heard it. For the new listener, I'll get to it, and I'm sure in one of these up and coming days. I want you to listen carefully. God's church is a militant whole, said E.M. Bounds. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil, Ephesians 6:12. God's people compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth, Matthew 6:10. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, Romans 14:7. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross, 2 Timothy 2:3. And the armor of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all. I end with, nowhere can you find God the Father in Jesus' name fail a faithful man or woman of God. America, deal with it while you have time to do so. Love ya. See ya. 1 John 3:18.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.